Within You is the Power by Henry Thomas Hamblin. Preface. There is a power lying hidden in man, by the use of which he can rise to higher and better things. There is in man a greater self that transcends the finite self of the sense man, even as the mountain towers above the plain. The object of this little book is to help men and women to bring their inward powers of mind and spirit into expression, wisely and in harmony with universal law, to build up character and to find within themselves that wondrous self, which is their real self, and which, when found, reveals to them that they are literally and truly sons of God and daughters of the Most High. There is no way whereby the discipline of life can be avoided. There is no means by which fate can be tricked, nor cunning device by which the great cosmic plan can be evaded. Each life must meet its own troubles and difficulties. Each soul must pass through its deep waters. Every heart must encounter sorrow and grief. But none need be overwhelmed in great conflicts of life. For one who has learned the great secret of his identity with the universal life and power dwells in an impregnable city, built upon and into the rock of truth, against which the storms of life beat in vain. While this little work does not offer any vain promises of an easy life, for, if this were possible, it would be the greatest of all disasters, but rather endeavours to show how to become so strong that life looks almost easy by comparison. The life or fate does not change or become easier, but the individual alters and becomes stronger. Yet, it does show the reader how to avoid making his life more difficult than it need be. Most people's lives would be less filled with trouble and suffering if they took the life in the right spirit and acted in harmony with universal law. It is hoped that this little book may help so many to come into harmony with life's law and purpose, and thus avoid much needless suffering, to find the greater self within, which discovery brings with it a realization of absolute security, and to bring into expression and widely use their inner spiritual and mental forces, and thus enter a life of overcoming and almost boundless power. Arousing inward powers. Man is heir to wonderful and illimitable powers, but until he becomes aware of them and consciously identifies himself with them, they lie dormant and unexpressed, and might just as well not exist at all as far as their use to man in his unawakened state is concerned. When, however, man becomes awakened to the great truth that he is a spiritual being, when he learns that the little petty self and finite personality are not his real self at all, but merely a mask to the real man, when he realizes that the spiritual ego, a true divine spark of, or branch or twig of the eternal Logos, in his real self, when he understands that his body is not himself, that his mind is not himself, that even his soul is not himself, being but vehicles through which he seeks expression, but that he is spirit, deathless, diseaseless, eternal, forming an integral part of the one spirit, and being identical with it, he enters a new life of almost boundless power. It is unwise to engage in any mystical practices in an attempt to force development and unfoldment. Mystic trances are highly dangerous and are also unnecessary. Psychic experiences and the awakening of psychic centers are also dangerous and lead away from our goal. Breathing exercises, whose object is to awaken inward powers, are highly dangerous and are to be condemned in consequence. The cultivation of negative passivity, such as inhibiting all thought and making oneself quite passive and open to any influence, is also highly dangerous and should be strictly avoided.